Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. We're so glad that each of you joined us today for the program. It's our topical devotional here on 91.5 FM and through podcast on our website at ourlighthouse.net. You can go there and catch the program anytime on the Turn the Light On tab on our website. So we are so excited that you joined us today. I've got my lovely wife and daughter with us today. Lisa Radlin, my wife, and Jenna Radlin, my daughter, are here. And they're going to jump on and tell you what we're going to be talking about today.
Hey, guys. Welcome. We're super excited to be here today.
Yes, we are. Thank you for having us today.
So today we are going to be talking about what really matters. And what really matters, Mom? Lisa?
Well, what really matters is a relationship with Jesus. That's the most important thing that really matters. And so today we figured we would just go ahead and talk about different things that really matter in life and how we can incorporate Jesus in our daily life, no matter what we're doing, whether you're a pastor or whether you're just mowing lawns or whether you're working at the Space Center.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing, you can incorporate Jesus in your everyday life.
That's right.
Awesome. So there's so some good scripture that we're going to read. Would you like to read it?
Sure. The first scripture I wanted to read is going to be in Philippians 1, verse 10. It says, "For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ, for this will bring much praise and glory to God."
So what you're saying is what really matters is Jesus?
Yes, what really matters is Jesus, and what really matters is living a life for Christ.
That's so good, and I really feel like in everyday life, no matter what you're doing, like you said, whether you're mowing lawns, whether you're working, I know at my work, I actually do a live show called It's a Matter of Fact. So I teach kids about science and different things. And when I'm doing that, I'm talking all about science and the different states of matter. But it's so true, even in work, even if I'm talking about science, what really matters is Jesus and being the light of Him. And so I know that I can just incorporate that in everything I do. What's something that you incorporate in your life, Kevin?
I actually believe that, you know, we have to look at people. What really matters is, you know, not just Jesus, but sharing Jesus with other people. Being somebody who is looking for opportunities that are going to create situations that matter in someone's life, you know, because what really, when you say what really matters and you say Jesus, what you're really saying is that, you know, you have to bring somebody to a place where they can understand in their life that Jesus is what really matters.
Right.
And that, you know, because not everybody's there. The world's running around out there and they're sitting there going, you know, I don't know what life's about. They're just partying, they're doing their things, they're hanging out on weekends and they're pressing through life. They're medicating pain, they're dealing with situations in their life, they're having hurts. And that's what I liked about that scripture that you just read. It says, you know, I like the part there that says filled with fruit. You know, I think that's what real fruit is, and that's what, you know, you do when you're building a life that's going to matter, is you're looking for fruit in everyday opportunities to share Christ with people, even to share and help in them in situations and things like that. So, you know, I guess it's really what matters is being in tune with the Holy Spirit and listening and hearing what God is saying in every moment of your life so that you can catch those moments that really matter.
Yeah, I know at my work especially, I deal with a lot of different people. And so sometimes some fruit that's being sown is not always the best fruit. And so...
You mean, in other words, like people are being crazy sometimes and they're not really living a godly life.
Yeah.
And they're real vocal about it.
Right, exactly. And so I know, especially with that, it's like for me, I want to show them the right way, but it's like I can't just shove my fruit down. If they're eating their bad fruit, they're thinking it's all great. But I can't just shove my fruit down there. So one thing, it's like we have to just be the Jesus everywhere we go. You know,
right.
We can't just try to shove it down their throat. We have to just in everyday life, whether we're talking about Jesus or we're entertaining people with science experiments, like we need to just be that light everywhere we go.
Yeah, I think what you're really saying there is people aren't necessarily looking at what you say. They're more looking at what you do and how you live your life.
Right.
And then maybe they'll listen to what you have to say.
Exactly.
I call that winning a witness with somebody, you know, and looking for fruit. You've got to win a witness with people, you know. You've got to let them see Jesus in you before you try to make them or press them to come after Jesus.
Right. Yeah, like your actions are speaking louder than your words. I've heard that said that, like, I can't even hear a word you're saying because your actions are speaking so loud. So you have to really be careful with the way that you behave. But also in Acts 1:8, one of the scriptures that Jesus said before he ascended into heaven, "You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and Judea and all of Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth." So that was the thing that he told us before he even left, was to just make sure that we share the gospel with people and let people know. And he also talked about us being baptized in the Holy Spirit as well, which that's
really
very important to do. But also, I like the scripture here. It's as it is written, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." John 14:15, "Love one another just as I have loved you. You must also love one another." It's John 13:34. So one of the key things to sharing the gospel with people is to actually walking in love and not in judgment, because you're going to come across people that are in all kinds of walks of life, and they may be like on the streets homeless, and you don't know what brought them to that situation. Automatically, people want to assume that they did something wrong, like, oh, well, they must be on drugs, or maybe they were in an abusive situation and that just put them in the streets. But there could be other situations that brought them there. I mean, it could just be a financial thing where maybe they went through a divorce and they don't have the money. I know of a lady right now that's living in her car, and it's because her and her husband were divorced. And she said, "Listen, I'm in a safe place. I'm parked in a good area. God's providing and bringing food for me. And I have my cat with me, and I'm not alone. I've got the Lord with me. He never leaves me or forsakes me." She's like, "But this is the situation I'm in right now because I just don't have the money. I cannot afford to live in a place right now. So I'm just trusting God that he's going to bring the provision that I need."
Wow. And it really shows her heart too, because even though that's not the best, most ideal situation for most people would think like, wow, that's terrible. How are you still like trusting in God? But she sees the good. Like, I could just not be doing the best health wise, or I could be in a bad living situation, but she's taking even circumstances that might not be the greatest and saying, "Wow, God, look where you got me. Like, I'm breathing. Provision is being provided for me, even if it's not the way we think it should be."
I know you, Pastor Kevin, you've gone to several countries, third world countries and stuff, and you've seen so many people that are in desperate situations in the world, in the eyes of what we would see. They're homeless, they don't even have a roof over their head, or they have like cardboard boxes that they're basically living out of, yet they still have joy, yet they still have peace because of the fact that they have the Lord.
Well, I think it's they have the Lord and they have each other. You know, you see a lot of times people just depend on each other, and relationships are so key. You know, when you're talking about what really matters in life, you know, you never heard somebody on their deathbed say, "Well, I wish I would have worked more," right? You know, "I wish I would have spent more time, you know, fishing." It's always like, "Man, I'm so sorry I didn't spend more time with my kids. I'm so sorry I didn't spend more time with my family, and I didn't spend more time with the Lord," you know. In our relationship with God, all he really wants from anybody is time. What really matters is to God is, are you willing to have a relationship with me? He just wants to have a relationship. He just wants to hang out. He wants to talk and walk with you through, you know, good, bad, you know, great, not so good. But he's there with you. You know, I love that story of the footprints in the sand. You always hear that story, and it's like, man, I looked on the beach and there was two sets of footprints, and then on the darkest moments of my life, it seemed like there was only one set of footprints, and then two when life got a little better, and then when things got tough again, there was one set of footprints. And you know, the guy looks to the Lord and he says, why was it that you left me, that there were only one set of footprints in that moment? Right. And when you realize what really matters is that relationship with God, it's when he says, no, that was the moments that I was carrying you,
yeah, wow,
through
awesome
that situation. So I think that a lot of people are missing what really matters in their life by not pursuing God and having a relationship with him and seeking him with their whole heart and running after him, and they're missing out. And I think we as believers need to be searching for what really matters, and that is people that are missing out,
yes,
on that relationship,
right,
with God, and helping them to bridge the gap. You know, just like Jesus was our mediator, he brought us to God. You know, now he is looking for us as the church, as Christians, those who are Christ-like, to be the ones that are bridging the gap between, you know, those people who are lost in Jesus, so that he can actually bring them to the Father and into a relationship with God altogether. So I think it's powerful.
And I think it's so important, too, that when we're going about our day, that we actually take time to look around and let the Lord speak to us. Just before I even start the day, I say, Lord, let me be your hands and feet today. Use me to speak your words to people. And I trust you that you're going to put people in my path that need you, that need healing, that need encouragement. And I'm going to look for opportunities. When I'm walking in the grocery store, I'm looking for someone I can help. I'm looking for someone I can speak life to, because that's what really matters, is people. And you have to show love and walk in love no matter where you are. And I know for you, walking into Home Depot to just get a few things, I'll just be 5 minutes. I'm going to be 5 minutes. I just have to run in to get a few things. And then Jenna and I are still sitting in the truck 45 minutes later, like, what took you so long? Oh, well, I ran into this person at this aisle, and then I wound up praying for this person over here. And
yeah,
and that's when the agenda gets thrown out the window. You might be going to do something, but God has a completely different plan for you being there. Actually, today, me and my friend Warrior, that's his name, Warrior, mm-hmm, were walking around, and we went to Cocoa Village, and everywhere we went, it was like every restaurant was closed. We tried to go here, it was closed. Tried to go here. I was like, why is everything closed? I was so frustrated.
Because it's Monday.
Right.
Nobody's open on Monday anymore since COVID.
Right. And so then I started walking back to the car. I was just like, man. And then I was like, let's just pray. I was like, God, why were we here today? Like, what was your plan? And then right as I say that, I see this woman in a wheelchair and this man pushing her, and the woman just had like a look of pain. And I just said to her, I just looked her right in the eye, I said, hi. I was like, how are you doing today? And she said, not too good. And then I just opened the door. I was like, well, how can I be praying for you? And it just led to like a 30, 45 minute conversation. And they had just been struggling. She had back pain, so I got to pray for her. And she's just been struggling because they rent so high that they can't afford anything.
Sure.
And it was just a moment to where
a lot of people are struggling there.
It's really terrible. And I just got to be the hands and feet of Jesus, like you said, just a light. And I just got to encourage her. I said, hey, I just know God's just going to work everything together, and you'll look back at this moment and just remember what God did in your life. And she said, amen. She was a believer. And I just got to encourage her and pray for her. And I'm believing that she's totally, completely healed. And it's
just
because I had an agenda of I'm hungry, I want food, getting frustrated, walking around that there's no place to go, turned into that moment to where that wouldn't have happened, you know? So it's just so cool.
And we've had that happen so many times where we like to go out to eat a lot of times. And so we'll start to go.
Most times.
Pretty much a lot. But anyway, we'll go to eat at one restaurant. And then as we start to go, we're just like, wait a minute, I'm just not feeling it. And we'll go somewhere else. And then turns out like the server really needed the word of encouragement
that
we gave, like
yeah,
she was struggling,
true,
or she actually needed that extra fat tip that we were going to give her and bless her with.
Yeah, right. Well,
so it's like God used us in that moment.
Yeah, I've seen God redirect our steps many times, you know, in our family and different things throughout our history. So that's very true. I'm going to kind of spin it on you guys a little bit. Let's, you know, we're talking about what really matters.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right? And I think one of the most precious commodities on the planet Okay, one of the most precious things that we have is time. Okay, so, you know, we've got 24 hours each day, no more, no less. Each person on the planet's been given 24 hours. And what are we choosing to do with our time? You know, what are some ways that we can start really looking at what matters with the way that we spend our time? Because I can watch TV and I can jump on the TV and start watching it for hours, you know, at a time, just to gel, just to veg out, not have to deal with things, just to unplug in life. But, you know, when I do that, you know, and there's nothing wrong with resting and watching a little TV. I'm not coming at that to judge it, but I am saying, what really matters? How much time are we spending with God, with family, with, you know, people around us? Some people would have walked right past that lady because they were so busy and they wouldn't have given her 45 minutes of their life, you know? So that, I love hearing stories like that because I believe that our time is one of the greatest things that we can invest in people. And that we can invest in sharing Jesus with people. And so what are some different ways that we can maybe spend our time, you know, that are going to matter?
I know even Jenna was saying this when you were mentioning the TV. She was saying, like, Mom, even though we enjoy watching movies together and we like hanging out and watching different shows and series and things like that, but she was like, we need to spend more time together actually just talking. Yeah. And just talking about Lord, because that's what really matters. I mean, we can veg and watch the shows, but really, is that what's going to make a difference in this world? So I really feel like God wants to use us in such a big way and wherever we are. Like I was saying, like you could be working at your job, and while you're working, you turn it into a scenario that is glorifying the Lord. Like for me, I serve court papers. That's not usually a happy thing that people don't want to see you knocking on the door, handing them an eviction notice or handing them divorce papers. But it turns into an opportunity to pray for people. And for years, I did this and it was a job. And it was just like all about the money and getting as many papers as I could serve.
You didn't make the connection and the crossover to the ministry part of it.
No. And my husband was serving papers for me during the time when I was pregnant because I would get so emotional. I'd be like crying because someone told me to get off their property, where normally that didn't bother me. So he's like, all right, I'm going to serve papers for a while. You obviously can't handle this with this pregnancy emotions. So anyway, he would go out and I'd say, how many papers did you serve? He's like, two. I'm like, two? That's all you've done all day? Well, then I bought groceries for this person, and then I helped this person get diapers, and then I was praying for this person. I'm like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be making money. You're not supposed to be ministering to people. But now I see that, man, it's really more important to, I feel like I'm in a mission field. I'm going to this person's house, and I'm on an assignment. I'm brought there for a reason, and while I'm there, the Lord uses me to minister to them, and it's just amazing. Now I'm so excited, like what's going to happen on when I knock at the door. The Bible says knock and the door will be open. I'm like, okay, I'm knocking on the door and he's opening the door of their heart, and I'm having opportunities to share God and share love and pray. And I mean, it's amazing how many people will just tell you, like, oh, how are you doing? Oh, I'm terrible, my back hurts, or oh, my knee's killing me. And right away, like, oh wow, your knee's killing you? Well, I would love to pray for your knee. Would it be okay if I pray for it? And they don't realize you're going to do it right then. I'm going to do this right now. Is it okay if I touch it? I'm not going to touch it very hard. I'm just going to gently touch your knee and just speak life over it. And they're just like, wow, you know, thank you so much.
And it feels better.
Yeah. And actually, they feel the presence of the Lord. The Holy Spirit ministers to them. And they're just like, wow, I just feel so good right now, you know. Thank you so much. And it's like, instead of people yelling at me and telling me to get off their property, they're just like, I really appreciate you being here. It totally so does good. A whole flip on the whole scenario.
Yeah. For me, it's like always about spending time with the Lord as well. You know, when you're looking for what time is the best time spent? It's time with the Lord. It's time in the Word, reading the Word and learning about, you know, the scriptures and pressing in and discovering more about God. And I think that would be my encouragement for people today, you know, with the program, is what really matters. Yes, having a relationship with Jesus is the number one thing You know, that's what matters. Using your time wisely and spending it on things that are going to, you know, bring you closer to God. That's important. And how do you do that? Reading the Bible, praying, you know, spending time, you know, actively, you know, putting your value, most precious commodity, your time, into having a relationship with
God. That's so good.
Yeah, I feel like what both of you said, like the time with God and the time with people, it's like those are the two things that matter. So it's like when we go to heaven and when we die, the only thing that we can take with us is people, you know?
Right.
So when we spend that time with the people and that time with God, like you spend that time with God, which then encourages you to go out and share that with people, and people will tell. They can tell when you've spent time with the Lord. They can see a difference. They can see, like, one of my coworkers one day, she knew I was a Christian because I'm open. I talk about Jesus because he's what matters to me. And you can see that because it radiates off of me. And one day she's like, what's different about you? I've never met a Christian who's just about love and grace. Like, you're not judging me. Like, I just said like 10 cuss words and you haven't said nothing. Like, you're not judgmental. And I'm basically like, yeah, it's because I love spending time with the Lord and his love and light's radiating off of me to where you see a difference. And that's what matters.
That definitely is.
People seeing Jesus in you.
Yeah, we're supposed to be a reflection of him. And so that's what really matters, is the showing out, pouring out his love towards people and letting them feel his presence.
Yeah. Jesus is in us. He's no longer on the earth right now, but we are the Jesus to people. We are the representation of what matters to them.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit uses us to minister and to bring healing and to bring joy and to bring peace. And it's just amazing. We operate in the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. Having the Holy Spirit use you to minister to somebody and share Christ with them, and seeing somebody respond to that and give their life to Jesus, I'm telling you, there is nothing more fulfilling in your life. Yeah. There's nothing that's going to feel better than that. It is really one of the greatest things that I've ever experienced. And I know that you guys would feel the same way.
Yeah.
So we've got to begin to press in. We've got to begin to cross over these barriers that keep coming between us and people, and the fear that tries to keep us from, you know, being who God's calling us to be, to create those moments that really matter in people's lives. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to talk a little bit more right after the break about what really matters.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Easter's here, everybody, and I wanted to take a moment to invite each and every one of you to our Easter celebration services here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. on Easter Sunday. Come on out. But I wanted to take a moment and say, don't just come to the service. Bring someone with you. This is a great opportunity. It's the time of year when someone is always willing to go to church. So make that ask, make that invite, and bring somebody to church this Easter Sunday. We hope to see you there.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. We're so glad that you joined us. We once again want to say thank you to each of our sponsors, Paradise Air and Heat, and Hercules and Atlas Fence, Mike Green and Paul Hoskins. You guys have really done a great job making the radio program available and helped us with that. If you're interested in being a part of the sponsorship of the program, you can reach our church office at 321-452-1012, and we're just so grateful, man. We really are. So we've been talking about, the scripture in Philippians in verse 1, verse 10 and 11, and it's really powerful. It says, "For I want you to understand what really matters, so that you may live pure and blameless lives until the day of Christ's return. May you always be filled with the fruit of your salvation, the righteous character produced in your life by Jesus Christ. For this will bring much glory and praise to God."
Wow, that's super powerful. That's so great. I love that.
And I feel it's amazing because the way that people know that we are part of Jesus by the way that we act and the way that we produce love and joy and peace. They see the fruit of the Spirit in us, and then that shows that we're a reflection of Him.
Yeah, I feel like everywhere you go, you're there. It might not be there for a long time, but you're there for a season, and that's for you to just be a light to those people. You can be Jesus in whatever season that you are in for the people that God has put you in your path.
And that's just so good.
Yeah. And I really like Philippians 1, the verses we've been reading, but I like verse 1 especially. It's like a prayer. It says, "I pray that your love will overflow more and more, and that you'll keep on growing in knowledge and understanding." And as we grow deeper in love and relationship with God, we'll be able to have that knowledge and understanding to be able to be more like Him and to understand and be the righteousness of Christ. And I just love that so much.
That's really good. So, guys, we hope you've enjoyed the program today. We wanted to take a moment and invite each of you out to our Easter services.
Yes.
They're going to be here at Lighthouse Christian Church at 1250 North Banana River Drive.
8:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m.
on April 9th, this Sunday.
Yep, we hope you guys can join us. You guys are actually on the worship team,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we have a powerful set of praise and worship, and with a full team, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, please come say hello if you come. We definitely
celebrate the resurrection.
And bring your friends. Don't just invite them. Bring them.
Yeah, that's so good because, you know, this is the time of year when people will actually come to church with you guys.
You
so don't
them,
miss an opportunity.
Come.
Yeah, if you ask them, they will come. That's good. So, take that opportunity. Bridge that gap and just say, hey, come to church with me this Easter, and then join us at Lighthouse. So once again, we hope to see you. We hope you enjoyed the program. God bless you guys. We hope you have a blessed day. It's Kevin,
have a blessed
Lisa,
day
and Jenna.
And Jesus. Thank
Bye.
You.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.